Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So I just found out today that the guy who has a passport and has never gotten a single stamp on it knows more about world international travel than I do.
Yeah,
makes me want to hurt a puppy.
I could tell. I could feel that.
How do you know?
Because I read a lot of stuff about like Asian cultures. I know a family that moved here from the Asian culture.
Really?
And they used to talk about that stuff a lot.
Oh.
Yeah. There is a story out about things you shouldn't do, why Americans are hated in mm-hmm. other countries. Like bucket list right now. What country would you go? I know you want Dubai, right?
I was going to hit Dubai, yeah.
I'd love to go to Greece and Italy.
Nice.
What's in Greece? What do you do in Greece? Oh, the Maldives or whatever in Greece, right? Is that in Greece? Oh, my God. We got a bunch. You're the only smart one here, Steve.
They got
Steve.
Greek. There's yogurt and Greek.
I'm trying to think of what's... I think the Maldives are like... the only bucket list I have right now is to go to one of those places where you live in the bungalow on the water.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about? Where it's like,
yeah.
And they have them in like Fiji, and I think
beautiful
they have them
there.
In the Maldives, and I think that's in Greece. But I'm not 100% sure.
That I'm not sure either.
I don't know.
But so Greece, I want to go to Tokyo.
Why?
Tokyo would be cool.
What?
Sushi. I'm told it's like the food in Tokyo is remarkable. Like just in general, like everything is great cooking. Like it's another level.
Didn't they have that polluted ocean? There was some sort of nuclear something, and then all the fish and all the seafood is not. You shouldn't eat the sushi around Japan.
I haven't read that much into
okay.
it.
Okay.
I didn't poop on your dream of going
no,
to Dubai.
No, I was looking
Why
out
are you?
For it. No, I wasn't pooping. It
just,
sounded like I was pooping.
Like,
I was just trying to warn you that.
Kind of hard Dubai. To say anything about Dubai, though.
Yeah.
But Dubai is. What do you do in Dubai?
Exactly. You look at the beautiful skyscrapers, and then you can't
it's
drink.
Like the cleanest. City.
It is the cleanest. They have no crime because if you commit any little crime, they'll kill you.
Say that thing again about you can't drink. That's a true thing?
Uh-huh, because of their faith. You're not supposed to drink alcohol at all. They're a little lenient when it comes to like Europeans going to visit, but not much.
Oh.
What are you?
You're not going to be drinking in public, I'll tell you that.
For real?
Unless you want to die.
Oh my God. You do know more about this stuff than I do.
A little bit, yeah. I investigated Dubai before. See, that's why we're ugly Americans. We never take the time to figure out their culture before we go and throw our culture into it.
Everywhere I've ever traveled, we Americans walk in and go, adapt to me. Like when we walk in Brazil, it's so funny. Like I haven't been a guy who's gone to Mexico like 1,000 times. You go to Brazil, I would not recommend it for Americans unless you know somebody who's Brazilian. Because they... Like in Mexico, you can walk up to anybody and start speaking English.
They pretty
and
much
they're going to be friendly.
You're going to be all right.
Yeah.
In Brazil, you don't speak Portuguese. They don't care.
Okay.
Wow. They will not. It's like, I'm sorry, you're visiting here. Why would I have to learn English? I didn't know you were coming.
They have the right mentality.
Of course. And the French are like that too.
Are they really?
Yeah. If you don't at least try.
Yeah, I've heard
they're
that.
They're pretty rude.
Yes. At least try.
Yeah, you got to at least try. And then they're like, okay, dumb American, you're trying at least.
So you've been to France.
I have, yeah.
And what did you just ate food the whole time? And what do you do in France?
I have no desire. I was like 18, and my parents were like dragging me around to all the
historic
museums
stuff.
I was miserable, honestly.
But now do you want to go back? Now that you're,
for sure.
Because you
want
to go drink French wine and stuff. All right, so I'm going to go through some of these things, and you tell me if you think they're true or not. Japan, South Korea, don't tip.
No.
They think it's... I think that's
rude.
Insane.
It's insulting.
Very rude.
You know that? I mean, how would you go...
I know it from Steve.
Well, you're telling them that, hey, you're not making it. I don't think you're making enough money. So here, I'm going to give you money.
So they do make good money as a server then. Here, the reason we tip is because we don't pay
wage
them.
And then.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, do not do in any Asian culture.
They definitely say exactly what you said. They don't like it. It makes it appear like you're above them and you're.
Yes, especially a European.
Here is here's one that I can't do. Australia, New Zealand, Scotland, Ireland. They want you to sit in the front seat in a cab.
That feels so awkward for me.
It's a class thing for them, I think.
It is?
It is, because if you're in the back, either you're above them or they're above you. If you're sitting next to him, then you're equal.
You know those undercover Lyft videos where it's like Shaquille O'Neal is like the Lyft driver or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They put him in a wig and whatever. Every single one of those videos, the passenger gets in and sits next to him. And I'm like, No one does that. No one ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
In America, we get in the back of cabs here.
Cabs and Lyfts. Do you get in the back of a Lyft or an Uber?
I always start to, and they always tell me, no, sit up here with me. Yeah.
I don't like sitting there. Because it's just like, if they're a crazy person.
I would never.
As a woman, I would never, never.
And if they ask me, I'd be like, cancel.
I'm like, yeah, that's a hard no.
Oh, you will just cancel the ride. If a guy driver says, no, come and sit next to me.
Even if it's a girl driver, it's just like, I don't know. They're, like you said, their arms reach away. It's just,
I don't want to be touched.
Right there.
You won't just get in the back seat. You'll cancel the ride. You'll cancel that driver. Wow.
Why do you want to be in the front seat? Unless it's like, I don't know.
Like a grandma or somebody.
Yeah, you could take them in a fight. Trying to be friendly. But even then, it's kind of just weird. Like, why are you insisting? If I wanted to get in the front, I just would, maybe.
That is true. And we look like we're friends if we're up front
together.
I don't
like that.
Yeah.
We're not friends. I don't think of it as a class thing. I don't think I'm better than you by sitting in the back. I just, there's something about,
I don't know you. I don't want to be that close to you.
100%.
That is, as if I was a driver, I don't know if I want him sitting behind me, though.
That is the weird thing. Yeah. Like, don't ever do that.
Sit right in the other seat.
Sit anywhere but directly behind him.
That would be
weird.
Because
that's freaky.
If you're the only one.
Yes. And you just get in and slide in directly. No. Do not. Oh, yeah, my God.
That is crazy.
Because then you've got access to their seatbelt. There's a whole bunch of crazy stuff you don't want any part of. Last one. Middle East, Latin America, Western Africa, Russia, and Greece. One of the places Amber wants to go. Do not thumbs up those people.
I forget why.
It says that it's bad. It's basically like flipping the bird.
Oh, that's their bird. And their,
but you, that can't be accurate, right?
Do they know this? Like, hey,
okay. That's insulting.
Also, who is giving these like hand gestures? I mean, maybe I guess if there's a language barrier, but really, no one's walking around like,
dude, this is good fish. Yeah. You're right. Just talk to him, people.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.